This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
As an outspoken conservative in liberal Hollywood, he's an actor, director, producer. He's launched Sorbo Cellars, offering fine wine and spirits. He's established Patriot Mobile. We advertise that on this station, America's only Christian conservative phone provider. And later this year, he'll play tour guide with his lovely wife, Sam, in the oldest holy cities on earth. Kevin, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
My pleasure. I don't feel like I'm outspoken. I just speak the truth. But apparently in Hollywood, that's like making me a leper.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Hollywood, that could be dangerous.
It is dangerous. They blacklisted me about 12 years ago. That's why my wife and I formed Sorbo Studios to do our own movies. And actually, I saved movies that Hollywood used to do, movies that had hope and love and laughter, redemption, things that, you know, people want to go to. But we see what Hollywood's putting out there. So we're just kind of fighting against the tide of the secular crap they're throwing at people.
Well, and that is actually the first thing I was going to ask you about, because you are a vocal American conservative and an outspoken supporter of President Trump. That can't make you particularly popular in Hollywood.
No, not at all. I mean, really, it was my manager lives in and is at her office in Studio City. My agent's over in Beverly Hills. So they never get together. They don't want to go over that mountain over there because it takes, you know, about an hour and a half to go 10 miles in L.A. And they called me in one day, and they're both in the same office. And I said, "What is this, an intervention?" And they said, "Well, just letting you know that we can't work with you anymore because the studios don't want to work with you." I'm going, "Really? You know, Universal, after 12 years of doing Hercules and Andromeda and the millions of dollars they made of shows that were over 170 countries around the world and still airing around the world, they don't want to work with me anymore?" And they said, "Yeah, but they don't like what you're saying." I go, "But I don't post any anger. I don't post hate. I just post common sense truth." But that apparently is a really horrible kryptonite to Hollywood folks. So what are you going to do?
You know, it's ironic that you say that, because you're not the only one. A few years ago, your colleague Jim Caviezel came here to Wichita to speak to the Kansans for Life banquet. And he said essentially the same thing. You know, he's fundamentally very Christian. And yet it's not like he's going around proselytizing, but he just has his fundamental beliefs. He's very pro-life, and he too has felt that sting of essentially being blacklisted in Hollywood.
Well, ironically, Jim and I had the same manager for many years, not the manager that told me they wouldn't work with me anymore, but this is when our careers were first starting out in 1990-91. And there's a basketball league we played in, and then we were neighbors in California for many years. My wife and I escaped California 6 years ago, thank God. We live in the free state of Florida, and we absolutely love it here. And it was, you know, it's interesting that Hollywood has this thing, because I don't harbor that kind of anger and hate that the people at a different point of view. I've got atheist friends still. I have agnostic friends. I have liberal friends. But I've lost a lot of those people in those categories as well, just because of where I stand and where I believe. And it's so they're like little seventh grade junior high girls is what they are. They're just like little catty, little, you know, talking behind your back. They never come up to me in person. It's going to be interesting, because I do some events still, some autograph shows, and they're all there. And I've seen the stuff they post about me, and I walk by and smile and wish they have a good day. You know, so I think I'm just going to kill them with kindness and just see what happens after that.
I follow you on X. I recommend folks do. You're at KSORBS, at KSORBS. And I've seen some of your feed. By the way, I love your feed on X. And you've said that Hollywood has essentially, you haven't turned your back on Hollywood, that they've turns your back on you. Do you think that is due in part to your conservative and your Christian views?
Oh, completely, 100%. There's no question. And I think there's a lot of actors out there that believe the same way I do. A lot of people on the other side of the camera. Because, you know, every movie I've been doing the last six, 7 years, I'm very fortunate through Sorbo Studios and other independent producers to shoot three, four movies every single year. In fact, I got four movies in post-production right now, three documentaries, all coming out later this year. So please follow me at sorbostudios.com. More information there. But it's interesting to see the feedback I get from people. But when I'm on these movie sets, people come up to me independently, very quietly, like we're doing a drug deal, and say, "Hey, man, thanks for being a voice for us." But dude, be a voice for yourself. And more of these people now are coming out. I think we've reached a really good tipping point, especially with Trump now getting back in office, which is an amazing thing. Because even my liberal friends who were mad back in 2016, this time around, they kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, "Yeah, we kind of knew all along that it was a better choice than the two people they had out there." So,
how sad is it though? How sad is it though that you have to have a secret handshake to express that you're a Christian or a conservative?
I know. And you just said the title of a movie I did years ago with Amy Grant called The Secret Handshake. So people check that movie out, too.
We're talking with actor and director Kevin Sorbo. I want to talk to you about some of the work that you've done, in particular in God's Not Dead. Ironically, you played a God-hating philosophy professor. You know, that film was a huge success. And for many, I think it changed the public perception of Christian films. Did you have any inkling that it was going to get as much attention as it did?
Well, we knew we had a good movie, but you know, I sat with those same guys with PureFlix before. A couple years earlier, I did a movie called What If, and in my book, same writers that did God's Not Dead. In my book, What If is a superior movie. But here's the trouble with independent movies: how do you get them out there? When you shoot movies for $2 or $3 million, we don't have $100 million advertising budget like Hollywood does for these $300 million. You know, avatars that they throw at us. So we need word of mouth. God's Not Dead was fortunate to come out the right time, right place, got tons of word of mouth. But I've done many movies I think are better than God's Not Dead. But we knew we had something good. I'm going to go back and correct you. You said I played an atheist college professor. That's redundant. Just say college professor. You got to cover it.
That's true. That's true. How sad is that? But you're absolutely right.
I know it's true. Yeah.
Do you think now, maybe as a result of the election or just sort of the changing climate that we're in, do you think Christian movies are more accepted now? Do you think that might be the trend?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know, no question. You know, the Irwin brothers' father came up to me and said, you know, when God's Not Dead came out, actually the Irwin brothers said this to me. They said when God's Not Dead came out, their father said to them, he said, "Sons, why can't you make a movie like that?" Well, they've had huge success, the Irwin brothers, since then. And I think you look at what the kind of work they're doing in other independent production houses, more and more people are turning towards this because more and more people are looking for hope.
Right.
They're looking for something out there because this crazy world we live in with the, you know, the birth of the woke world back in 2016, people are just saying, you know, enough of this stuff. We're looking for someplace that gives us something that the world's not going to be as horrible as it looks like it is every day on the news. So they are picking up. There's no question about that.
And yet it's not the only work that you've done. I mean, I know I've read some of the work that you've done lately. You've done a lot of secular movies, including a recent zombie movie. And yet people might be surprised to hear the conservative evangelical Christian doing zombie films.
Well, you know, it was a comedy. A buddy of mine in Montana wrote it and directed it. And he called me up and I read it. And he wanted my son in the lead. and I had sort of a supporting role in it. It was just a blast. It's not the bloody. It's not evil. There's no wokeness in it. There's no, you know, agenda that Hollywood likes to shove down our throats. It's just a fun movie called Aliens versus Zombies, and it was just stupid fun, and we had a great time doing that. But I did a vampire movie. I played a 700-year-old vampire, and that was a comedy as well. And it was just fun, you know, and I like to mix it up as an actor, but there's certainly a lot of roles I wouldn't do and don't want to do because of some of the message that's coming out of it. But I've got two other movies I'm directing this year as well that are wonderful family faith-based movies. Not necessarily like in your face with faith, but the message is going to be there. I like to try to do movies sort of in the vein of Blindside.
Right.
That has the message there, but people that non-faith said, oh, it's a great sports movie, but the message was still in there, though, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. You could enjoy it if you weren't faith-based, but if you absolutely wanted to see it, you could see it if you read between the lines.
Yeah.
And then you and your wife are also doing a tour, right, coming up?
Well, yeah, we usually go to Israel every year. Last year, of course, we take 80 people every year to Israel, and that last two people, we are completely filled again, but the war broke out, so, you know, understandably so, people backed out and didn't want to join us. And then, so this year, we're actually going to go through Greece. So we're going to, instead of walking in the footsteps of Jesus, we're going to walk in the footsteps of Paul. And I hope people will check it out. It's going to be a much more smaller group of people. We're only taking 30 on this one. It's going to be very intense. We had some wonderful, wonderful scholars going to be joining us. And we're going to travel through Greece and just have a great time. So I think we only have 10 spots still open. So I hope people join us and they go to sorbostudios.com and check that out if they're interested.
Well, again, Kevin, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. And hopefully we'll find an opportunity. I know there are some groups here in town that are looking for an opportunity to bring you to Wichita. If folks are interested, if they want to connect with you again on X, it's at KSorbs. And online, it's sorbostudios.com, correct?
That's correct. It's K Sorbs because all my buddies call me Sorbs, so you guys can all be my buddies. But check it out. I do post fun stuff. During COVID, I said, you want to get rid of COVID, tell the Clintons COVID's got something on them.
That's true. Actually, that's very accurate. Kevin, thank you again for joining us, and carry on a fight, my friend.
My pleasure. I hope I get there. I know they're talking to me about possibly doing a pro-life event, so I hope that happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.